Hello friends, welcome back to ELAG. My name is Tony Ajayi and I'm always delighted to have you here. Today I'll be talking about the journey to godly contentment. I'll be going through a couple of Bible passages, but my key text is from 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6, the Amplified Version. It says, "But godliness actually is a source of great gain when accompanied by contentment, that contentment which comes from a sense of inner confidence based on the sufficiency of God." Before I dive in, I'd like to bust your bubble for a minute. If you're a lover of money and material possessions, you will never be contented. The truth is, the more money we make and the more possessions we acquire, the more we want to make and the more we want to keep acquiring, because we get less satisfied each time. Then it becomes a rat race which never ends. Then we get caught up in making more and more and more because we think we need more, but in reality we don't. We may even make it a habit to shop when we're feeling down in order to feel better. I've definitely been guilty of this. And according to science, when we shop, our brains release dopamine, a hormone that makes us feel momentary pleasure. But once that moment is over, we are back to where we started and we're looking for the next thing to bring us satisfaction. Isn't that interesting? Now, think about a time that you were praying, waiting and trusting God for something. Maybe for healing, for a house, for financial provision, for a job, for promotion at work, a spouse or a child, or perhaps something else that's not on this list, but just take a second to think about that thing you've always wanted. And then suddenly, someone very close to you gets the exact same thing you've prayed for. They may even tell you, "I just prayed for 10 minutes and God did it," or "I just confessed the word and it happened," or they say, "I didn't even have to pray." Ouch. How did you feel? Did you sincerely feel glad for them? Or did you feel like you've been cheated or the heavenly system is against you? Did you feel jealous and wishing that the tables were turned? One of the things that stands in the way of contentment is greed. Now, what is greed? According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, greed is the selfish desire for food, money or possessions over and above one's needs. In Luke chapter 12 verse 15 in the TPT version, it says, "Speaking to the people, Jesus continued, 'Be alert and guard your heart from greed and from always wishing for what you don't have, for your life can never be measured by the amount of things you possess.'" Think about the blessings of God on your life since the beginning of the year. Think about the miracles of sleeping and waking. Think about the air that you breathe. Think about being able to use the bathroom without medical aid. Think about all the blessings that money cannot buy. Now, greed, which we can also call covetousness, robs us of joy and of peace. When we allow greed in our hearts, we are basically telling God that he's not enough for us. But in reality, God is all that we need. Every other thing is a want. Think about that for a second. Now, how can we truly feel contentment? A practical way is to take a minute, pause, and think about how God, by divine providence, has placed you and I exactly where we need to be and provided us all that we need to be there. God has given us a slot in the grand scheme of things and he makes no mistakes. Psalm 16 verse 5, one of my best scriptures, says in the NKJV version, "O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. Another version, which is the Easy Bible version, says, "You, Lord, are all that I need. What you give to me is enough for me and for my descendants." Now, it gets better in verse 6 of that same chapter. It says, "Yes, you have given to me a good way of life. Your gifts are better than good fields or valuable land." Isn't that a wonderful declaration? Whenever I am about to get overwhelmed about what I think I don't have, I gently confess to myself, "Lord, you are all that I need. You are my portion. You maintain all that is mine. You have given to me a good way of life. Your gifts are better than good fields or valuable land." Now ponder on those blessings that you often overlook. In Philippians chapter 4, from verse 12 to 13, Paul says, "I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." I think this is so powerful and it's worth emulating. I love how Paul closed up that statement, pointing us back to Christ as the source of his strength. This means that by human power, it's not easy to smile when you have no food in your tummy or money in your bank account. Like I mentioned in my last podcast, the Christian way of living is counterintuitive and can only be achieved by the help of the Holy Spirit. The joy that we feel inside should not be determined by how much of material things we have or we don't have. Instead, according to Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, it is with joy that we will be able to draw all that God has made available to us from the well of salvation. It is with joy that we draw peace, we draw wholeness, prosperity, good health, sound mind, and even more joy from the well of salvation. I'll close with this. We may have a lot or we may have nothing, but our soul should remain joyful and glad and hopeful in God, resting on his promises. Like I said, God has secured your portion and nothing can take that away, but he's taking you and I through a journey where we ultimately desire him more than what he has to offer. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life. We acknowledge that we often overlook your many blessings because we have our own selfish desires. We ask that you help us to trust in you and find contentment in you rather than in material things that this world has to offer. Your word says that you are a shepherd and we will never be in want. Help us to really believe those words as you lead us on this journey of godly living. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining. I hope you have a good week ahead. Until next time, God bless you.